Today is Friday, September 27th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Yay. I didn't take a big enough breath. Whew. And this is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you guys listen, and today is no different. I want to tell you all, I almost forgot to record. I'm like, I don't know how you forget to record. I think once before, I forgot and didn't even remember until the next day. And I was like, oh shit, I didn't do an episode yesterday. And then I was like, oh, sorry, you know, just didn't do one. But anyway, so yeah, today was Mark's birthday, or today is Mark's birthday. It's still technically Friday. It is 11:14 p.m. So, you know, it is what it is. But today was so busy because, first of all, I procrastinated and didn't. So we decided that we're doing furniture for our birthdays. And so we didn't buy each other gifts. We were doing end tables for the living room, a couple of rugs, and something else I can't remember. But anyway, so we haven't finalized all those purchases yet. The only thing we've gotten so far is one rug. It's a nice rug, but we still need tables, because I know I went through that already. We bought two end tables, and then they delivered them, and then we decided we didn't like them, so we took them back. Anyway, so we weren't getting each other presents, but I was like, well, I've got to get him a card or flowers or send balloons or something to work or, you know, something like that. So, but I last night I was like, oh shit, tomorrow is his birthday, and I haven't scheduled any flower delivery. I haven't, you know, thought about a cake. I haven't thought about, you know, what restaurant I might take him to eat. And my mom called me yesterday while I was recording. While I was recording the episode, she actually texted me. She didn't call me. And she said, hey, son, call me, please. I hate it when she does that because of the fact that my dad died when I was younger and I was pulled out of school. Anytime someone says, hey, please call me, I always assume the worst. So I'm like, oh, my God, who died? You know, what happened? But I was in the middle of recording, so I was like, well, I've got to finish recording because I don't want to have to start over. And so I called her back and she was like, hey, your brother's coming into town. Can you and Mark go to dinner tomorrow night, which is tonight? And I said, sure, no problem, you know, whatever. And then after I got off the phone, I was like, oh, crap, tomorrow's Friday. It's Mark's birthday. And normally I would take him out to eat or something like that. And so, but I asked him, I said, do you mind? And he's like, no, I don't mind, whatever, we can do family stuff. But then I thought, well, I've got to make the day extra special for him if I'm not even taking him out to dinner. And so I got up Friday morning, and while he was taking his shower, I drove to the donut place. I got him a couple of kolaches because he likes to eat kolaches for breakfast. A kolache is like a sausage or a weenie with pastry wrapped around. It's like a pig in a blanket, but it's a large one. I don't know if you guys know what pigs in blankets are, but anyway. So I got him that, and I got him a couple of donuts, brought it back, said, hey, here, I bought you breakfast. And then today was groomer day for Sydney, and normally one of us will take her to the groomer and the other one will bring her back. So I said, don't worry about it, I'll do both. So then I took Sydney to the groomer. Mark went to Mass because he goes to Mass on his birthday. And then I went to work. And then I came back, took a shower, and then went to work. And then I thought, okay, I'm going to take him to lunch. I'm going to take him to a place that serves sushi because he really likes sushi. And there's a buffet called Tokyo House. They have sushi, but they also have a buffet with a lot of like Chinese food. So it's okay for me as well, because I don't do the sushi. So I went and picked up Sydney because her bath was done, took her home, and then picked him up from work, drove to the restaurant. We had lunch. I took him back to his work. And then I decided, oh, I'm going to buy him 34 roses because he turned 34 today, but I'm going to put each rose bud in a clear cup with some stones in it and fill it up with water and just have it. And then I'm going to arrange 34 rose buds. That sounds dirty, but it's not. 34 roses on our table in these cups with water, no stem, just the bud. And it sounds so dirty. Anyway, and so I was like, okay, I'm going to do that. So I had also gone on 1-800-Flowers and ordered balloons to be delivered to his work. So he gets a call while we're at lunch that the balloons are being delivered. And he tells me, Boyfie, you're so sweet. You know, I really appreciate all the stuff that you're doing, but it embarrasses me to have stuff delivered to work. He's like, so next year, you know, maybe just have something delivered to home. Or he's like, I really appreciate it and you're so sweet, but I just having to walk around the building and stuff with balloons or flowers or whatever, it's a little embarrassing for me. So I was like, oh, that's fine, don't worry. So when I drove him back, he got them and then I took them home. Then I decided, okay, I'm gonna go get the flowers. So I went to Flowers, came back, arranged them all, and then I was like, I looked around and the balloons were gone. I was like, oh my God, I literally have Alzheimer's now. I don't know where these balloons are. I was like, did I take them out of the car? Did I open the door and they float into the air and like go away? I looked in every room in our house. I looked in the bathroom, in the closet, in all the bathrooms, in the master bedroom, I looked outside in our side yard. I thought maybe Sydney took them out the doggy door or something. I didn't know. And I was going to put them like with the flowers to make a nice little arrangement or whatever, balloons and flowers. And so then I called him. I'm like, did you come get the balloons? And he said, yeah. So while I went to the store to buy the flowers, he had come home because I guess the buffet made him need to use the bathroom, and he doesn't use the bathroom at work. And his work is only 2 or 3 minutes away from where we live. So he had come home, used the bathroom, and then because he felt bad that he had told me he was embarrassed, he took the balloons back to work with him. So anyway, so then I went on to work, had a couple of meetings, and then since we were going to dinner with my parents, I wanted to provide a cake because it was Mark's birthday. So I went to a place called Nothing Bundt Cake. I also did one other thing. There's a restaurant that makes a really good cake that that we both love, and it's probably his favorite one here in town. And I called them and I said, "Can I order a whole cake? Do you guys do that?" And they said, "Yes, we do, but you have to order it at least a day in advance. You can't order it the day of." So my second choice was Nothing Bundt Cake. So after work, I went to Nothing Bundt Cake and I got the cake. And came home, picked Mark up, then we went to my parents, and we had dinner, and then we had cake, and my brother was there, his wife, their kids, his other son, who's now married, got there a little bit later with his wife, and their three kids, and so there were like, I don't know, there were like 7 or 8 kids, my brother and his wife, and my nephew and his wife, and then my mom and Steve, and they had Fox News on because all of my family, basically except for me, are conservative apparently. And I don't understand Fox News. Now, I know CNN and some of the other news are more liberal, so of course you get the liberal side. I miss the days, and maybe I don't, maybe I'm stupid because I was young back in the day when it was like Tom Brokaw. This is Dan Rather, you know, or whatever. But I feel like back in the day, the news, they just read the news and they didn't give all this spin that they give now. But Fox News, I just wanted to puke all the stuff they were saying. How they can think that it's all fake news, that it's all like horrible Democrats, you know, making shit up. I mean, I just don't, anyway. I mean, they must not believe that. I mean, surely they don't. But the people who are watching it are stupid and believe them. Anyway, I gotta go. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. See you on Monday. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.